ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा माह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदा। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। प्रमथम् उच्चै इति कृत्या चिन्तया प्रवृद्ध लोभ विषयेषु लालसं त्वम् अप्रमथ सहसा अभिपध्यसे शुल्लेलिहान अहे इवाहुं अंतका। प्रमत्तम उचैर इति कृत्य चिन्तया प्रमत्तम उचैर इति कृत्य चिन्तया प्रवर्त लोभं विषयेषु लालसं प्रवर्त लोभं विषयेषु लालसं त्वं अप्रमत्त सहसाभिपद्यसे त्वम् अप्रमत्त सहसाभिपद्यसे शुल्लेलिहानो हि इवाहुमन्तका। शुल्लेलिहानो हि इवाहुमन्तका प्रमत्तमूचैर् इति कृत्य चिन्तया प्रवृद्धलोभां विषयेषु लालसं त्वम् अप्रमत्त सहसाभिपद्यसे शुल्लेहि हानो हि इवाहुम् अन्तका। प्रमत्तमूचैर् इति कृत्य चिन्तया प्रवृद्धलोभान् विषयेषु लालसं Swam apramatta sagasa vipadyase. Shullehi anohi ivahum antaka. Pramattam.
Persons who are mad.
Uchai. Loudly. Iti. Thus. Kritya.
To be done.
Chintaya. By such desire. Pravardha. Very much advanced. Lobam. Greed. Visayeshu. In material enjoyment. Lalasam, so desiring. Tvam, your lordship. Apramata,
completely in transcendence.
Sahasa,
all of a sudden.
Abhipadyase,
seizes them.
Shut, hungry.
Lehihana,
by the greedy tongue.
Ahi,
snake.
Iva,
like,
Akum,
mouse,
Antaka,
destroyer.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
My dear Lord, all living entities within this material world are mad after planning for things, and they are always busy with a desire to do this or that. This is due to uncontrollable greed. The greed for material enjoyment is always existing in the living entity. But your lordship is always alert, and in due course of time you strike him just as a snake seizes a mouse and very easily swallows him. Translation responsively, please.
My dear Lord,
all living entities within this material world are mad after planning for things. And they are always busy with the desire to do this or that.
This is due to uncontrollable greed.
The greed for material enjoyment
is always existing in the living entity.
But your lordship is always alert.
And in due course of time,
you strike him.
Just as a snake seizes a mouse.
And very easily swallows him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Everyone is greedy, and everyone makes plans for material enjoyment. In his lust for material enjoyment, the living entity is described as a madman, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimutatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of the activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. Everything is enacted by the laws of nature, and these laws are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The atheist or unintelligent men do not know this. They are busy making their own plans, and big nations are busy expanding their empires. And yet we know that in due course of time, many empires have come into existence and been destroyed. Many aristocratic families were created by people in their extreme madness. But we can see that in the due course of time, those families and the empires have been destroyed. But still, the foolish atheists do not accept the supreme authority of the Lord. Such foolish people unnecessarily concoct their own duties without referring to the supreme authority of the Lord. The so-called political leaders are busy making plans to advance the material prosperity of their nation. But factually, these political leaders only want an exalted position for themselves. Due to their greed for material position, they falsely present themselves as leaders before the people and collect their votes.
although they are completely under the grips of the laws of material nature. These are some of the faults of modern civilization. Without taking to God consciousness and accepting the authority of the Lord, the living entities become ultimately confused and frustrated in their planning attempts. Due to their unauthorized plans for economic development, the price of the commodities is rising daily all over the world, so much so that it has become difficult for the poorer classes, and they are suffering the consequences. And due to lack of Krishna consciousness, people are being fooled by the so-called leaders and plan makers. Consequently, the sufferings of the people are increasing. According to the laws of nature, which are backed by the Lord, nothing can be permanent within the material world. Therefore, everyone should be allowed to take shelter of the Absolute in order to be saved. In this regard, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhrudam Sarva Bhutanam Jnatva Mam Shanti Mrichyati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all the planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. If one wants peace of mind and tranquility in society, he must accept the fact that the real enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is the proprietor of everything all over the universe, and He is the supreme friend of all living entities as well. By understanding this, the people can become happy and peaceful individually and collectively. So it's a very wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. Exactly depicts what is the current situation in the politics or whatever you see. So it's and Lord Shiva is praying to Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, saying that in the teaching this to Prachetas. This is the typical situation in the material world. Everyone is greedy and everyone makes plans for material enjoyment. So this is a sum and substance of this material world. Everybody wants to enjoy. There's nothing wrong in enjoyment. We should not think that, okay, enjoying is wrong. Enjoying is not wrong. But where we enjoy, that is the question. Enjoyment is not wrong. Krishna is called Anandamayobhyasa. Because he is always pleasure seeking. Krishna is pleasure seeking. Anandamayobhyasa. And as a part and parcel of Krishna, we are also Anandamayobhyasa. Some quality of that Ananda seeking is there in us also. So, we should not feel bad that I am also seeking Ananda. So, that is not like if you are looking for Ananda, seeking Ananda, that is not wrong. But the problem is, we are trying to look for happiness in this material world. This is the problem. The problem is, we are pleasure seekers. We can have pleasure, but we are seeking spiritual pleasure. We want Nityananda. We want Nityananda. We don't want like a temporary Ananda. We want Nityananda means always happiness, always happiness, always happiness. But problem is, we get little bit of happiness and distress. Little bit of happiness and distress. More we get distress than happiness. This is our problem. That is what is mentioned here. Everyone is greedy and everyone makes plan for material enjoyment. In his lust for material enjoyment, the living entity is described as a madman. Pramatta. Prabhupada calls this Pramatta. Pramatta, many lectures Prabhupada says, Prakrishta Rupena Matta. Prakrata. Pramatta means Prakrishta Rupena Matta. Then he says sufficiently mad. Mad itself is very bad, but sufficiently mad. Sufficiently mad means it's like a full-on madness. This is what sufficiently mad. Prabhupada says that. And what he is thinking? He is thinking, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai sarmani karvasara ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. He says, I am the karta. Karta means I am the doer. Karta means I am a doer. But we are one of the doers, but we are not the ultimate doer. We are the karta. Yes, we are also karta. But here it is mentioned, the bewildered soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by the nature. That is why Krishna in Bhagavad Gita towards the end, 11th chapter, he explained, Nimitta Matram Bhava Sabhyasachi. You become an instrument. Krishna's instruction for us, not only to Arjuna, for us also, Nimitta Matram, we become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. That is our glory. We don't have to, because we may be thinking, I am the doer. When you think you are the doer, then you get the karma. But when we are not the doer, we are just an instrument. We are an instrument in the hands of Krishna. When you execute your duties, then you don't get karma. Because you are acting under the higher direction of the Supreme Lord, then you don't get karma. So Krishna is teaching us how we can live in this material world without getting entangled in the karma cycle. Because the problem is, why we came to this material world? Why we came to this material world? Hare Krishna, you weren't there. Why we came to this material world? Suffer? No. We came here material to enjoy. You are a devotee. That's why you say you suffer. Yes, you are right actually. One sense you are right. Because we came to this material world thinking that we are going to enjoy. Because nobody came to this material world thinking we are going to suffer here. If you are going to suffer here, why would we come here actually? Would anyone come here? Oh, I am going to material world. I am just looking forward for the suffering. No. Nobody wants to suffer. Everybody wants to enjoy. Actually, we wanted to enjoy. That is why we came to this material world. And we came thinking that no, we don't want to enjoy with Krishna. We want to enjoy separately from Krishna. This is our problem. Our predicament is, yes, we want enjoyment. But we don't want to enjoy separately. Yes sir, we want to enjoy separately. We don't want to, in union with Krishna, we don't want to enjoy. We want to enjoy separately. That is why we came to this material world. Because all our exercises, all our activities, what we perform in this world, because of that only, we want enjoyment. So there is nothing wrong in that. But here it is mentioned, everything is enacted by the laws of nature and the laws are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So somebody may say, I am just here and there is always these governing laws are there. I have to follow them. Like even go to the road, there is a road, laws are there, and there is a street. Everywhere you go outside, there are laws are there, rules are there. You have to follow them. Same way, if you small country in Australia, here only there are so many rules and regulations, so many police, so many arrangements, everything is there. Do you think that in the ultimate bigger government, there won't be any control? That's very ridiculous actually. Very ridiculous to say. Here only small place, so much control, so much of activities and other things. But again, there also controls are there. So nature is controlling. Krishna, under the direction of Maya Dakshena Prakriti, Suyate Saharacharam, Hetu Nanena Kaunteya, Jagatvi Parivartit. The whole Jagat is controlled by the material nature. Under the direction of Krishna. So, we have to understand that. So, here Srila Prabhupada explains that the atheist or unintelligent man do not know this. They are busy making their own plans and big nations are busy expanding their empires. So, we have already seen so many Roman empires, that empire, this empire, Ottoman empire. So many empires in the history, they are only history only now. No, nobody knows about them. What is there? Where are the Napoleons? Where are the Hitlers and all the Mussolini? Where are they actually? Well, finished. One time they were like a big things. Like after that, when the passage of time, everything is washed away. Alexander the Great, yes. No, but no, nobody knows about it. Yes, some people know, but it's not a subject matter which we are discussing every day. Not like that. So these things will come and go. This is the glory of the material world is like a, it is a fleeting glory, fleeting. Just it's where there, maybe like a, you may be a superstar for maybe 2 years, 1 year, 3 years, and after that you have to look for him. Where are you now? Superstar. Where is the superstar from 5 years ago? No, we don't know where is the superstar. Miss Universe, Mr. Universe, all these things, you have to keep on searching, like a, no, it's, yeah, just for a short period of time you are that, and then after that you go away. This is the problem in the material world. So, Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, they are busy making their own plans and big nations are busy expanding their empires. Keep on expanding, encroaching on another's property. Yes, now I have this much, okay, now I will occupy that. What is this? Then again, you have to drop everything and then go. When you came to this material world, we came empty-handed. Did anyone bring anything? Did you bring anything? When you came to this material world? No? Karna at least came with the Kavasa Kundala. Kavasa Kundala was there, Karna had that option. But we came to this world empty-handed, and we have to go empty-handed only. Whoever you may be a king, you may be an emperor, maybe this, you may be that. No, nobody is exempted. You can't take anything from here. The only thing you can take is whatever the credits you have accumulated, pious credits or impious credit, papa and punya. Of course, devotional credits are different. They don't fall under the category of papa and punya. So the devotional credits you can take. Other than that, nothing you can take. So that is so much of fight, so much of anxiety, so much of aggression, all these things, just for you are not going to take anything from here. Maybe you are going to live for 50 years, 100 years, and then that's it. So much fight, so much of animosity. Why? Because this is just like I want to accumulate. That's the only thing. So Srila Prabhupada says here, many aristocratic families were created by people in their extreme madness. But we can see that in due course of time, these families and empires have been all been destroyed. But still the foolish atheists do not accept the supreme authority of the Lord. So we have seen that. Things have disappeared. Huh? Families have disappeared. But still we are thinking, I have a different plan. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked by Yaksha, what is the most amazing thing in this world? And then Yaksha said, Yahani yahani bhutani gacchanti ha yamamandiram seshastavaram icchanti kim ascharyam atappa. So the reason he was saying, every day millions of people are going to the abode of Yamaraj. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti ha yamamandiram seshastavaram icchanti. Sesha, the remaining people, what they think? Sesha sthavaram ichchanti. They think, we are very stable. Nothing is going to happen to us. Oh, father passed away, mother passed away, brother passed away, sister passed away. Oh, that's all. But I am not going to pass away. I am going to stay here. How it is possible? Everybody has passed away. And what is your plan? You think sometime in office, plan A, plan B. They always have everything they plan, they will have a plan B also. Even if you have plan Z, that also will not work. You may have so many plan A, B, C, D, up to Z. Those plans will not work. As long as those plans are working according to the instructions of Krishna, no plan will work. We have seen in India, so many plans are 5-year plan, 10-year plan. So many plans they make. Every government changes, they will make 5-year plan. 5-year plan means 5-year plan for their benefit. Now don't foolishly think the 5-year plan is for your benefit actually. 5-year plan so that they can stay comfortably for 5 years. And then they can continue their business. That is their 5-year plan. You may be foolishly thinking that I have put my vote so that they are looking for my 5-year plan. No, not your 5-year plan. It is their 5-year plan. So they can stay and they can make enough money for the next election. That is their plan. This is the problem. This is why we are surrounded people like that. So that is why we have to have this understanding. The madness Srila Prabhupada explains in Srimad Bhagavatam in another place. I thought I will just read a little bit. This is a nice talk in 5th canto. Rishabhadev is discussing. Where Srila Prabhupada says, fruitive activities seeking sense gratification are the cause for material bondage. So this is fruitive activities. Seeking sense gratification are cause for material bondage. As long as one is engaged in activities aimed at improving the standard of bodily comfort, one is sure to transmigrate to different types of bodies. Therefore, by continuing material bondage perpetually, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yad indriya pritaya apunoti na sadhu manne yat atmanoyam asan api kleshada asadeha. So this is like a Srila Prabhupada quotes this Srimad Bhagavatam sloka, and he says people are mad after sense gratification and they do not know that this present body, which is full of miseries, is a result of one's fruitive activities in the past. Although this body is temporary, it is always giving one trouble in many ways. Therefore, to act for sense gratification is not good. One is considered to be a failure in life as long as he makes no enquiry about the real identity. So the real identity, we have to make enquiry. Because, see, sometimes when people say sense gratification, they get very worried. That means I should not have sense gratification. Yeah, you can have sense gratification. You can have sense gratification. But the problem is, our constitution is we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our constitution is we are part and parcel of Krishna. So when Krishna's senses are satisfied, automatically our sense satisfaction is included in that. It is part and parcel. This is what called part and parcel. When you put the food in the stomach, not only the stomach enjoying, automatically the whole body, everything gets nourished. When you put water at the root of the tree, the whole tree gets nourished. Same way, when we satisfy Krishna, automatically everyone gets satisfied. We see that. Now bhoga is offered already. So now we are going to partake prasadam shortly. So not that only Krishna is only enjoying. Krishna, yes, Krishna is prime enjoyer. He is the bhokta. He is the bhokta. He enjoys. But, and also he leaves the remnants for us to enjoy also. It's not only Krishna is the enjoyer. We are all like just, sitting there and what are we going to do? No, Krishna is the enjoyer and also we are also enjoyer. But Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We are cooperative enjoyer. That's it. So there is nothing wrong in that. Sense gratification is okay. But as long as the sense gratification is Krishna Indriya Preeti. In there is a Chaitanya Charitamrita says, this is Indriya Preeti is a problem. See, here it is mentioned Indriya Preeti. Because of Indriya Preeti only we are taking bodies. Why we take body? We have senses and we have to fulfill the senses. So we take body again. Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Janani, Jatareshayam. This cycle continues. But if you can satisfy Krishna's senses, Krishna Indriya Preeti, then that is not a problem. When Krishna's Indriyas are pleased, then automatically our Indriyas also pleased. Yasmin Tushte Jagat Tushte. When Krishna is pleased, the whole universe gets satisfied. So this secret if we know, then there is no problem. I can live in the material world, I can live in the Naraka, I can live in the Goloka, everywhere you can live. As long as we understand, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and then our first duty is to give satisfaction to Krishna. Krishna Indriya Preeti. That is why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Atma Indriya Preeti Vancha Kama. Kama means lust. Mean what is lust? Lust means Atma Indriya Preeti. My sense gratification is called Atma Indriya Preeti, is called Kama, lust. Krishna Indriya Preeti is called Prema. Same thing. Indriya Preeti, you can't stop. You have to have Indriya Preeti. But whose Indriya Preeti? First Krishna Indriya Preeti, then it becomes Prema, and Atma Indriya Preeti becomes Kama. So that is only different. So Indriya Preeti, we are not against it. So that's why here Srila Prabhupada says this sense gratification, the propensity for sense gratification is there in all the living entities. Rishabhadev says also, even the animals are also having sense gratification. Animals are also eating, animals are also sleeping, animals are also defending, animals are also procreating. Everything is there in the animal kingdom also. But the human form of life is meant not for that. Human form of life is not meant for only sense gratification. Human form of life is tapo divyam. Rishabhadev says in the 5th canto, he says, this is like a tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam. This human form of life is meant for austerities. People may not believe that. They think that human form of life is meant for sense gratification. No, human form of life, that is animal life actually. Animal life is meant for sense gratification. They don't have any higher purpose. But human form of life is meant for tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam suddhe yasma brahma saukyam tu anantam brahma saukyam. Because this kind of material sense gratification, anybody can get it. Only cat can get, dog can get, but the brahma saukyam not everybody can get. That getting that brahma saukyam, you have to then tapo divyam. For that you have to perform tapas. Austerity we have to perform. That austerity is very simple. Okay, here the austerity is not like you have to go to Himalayas, stand upside down. No, all these austerities are not needed. Just basic regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and chanting Hare Krishna. So what is considered to the all the great sages, they used to perform austerities to attain all these things. Now, we have very little austerity actually. Simple austerities only. This is like everything made easy. Like here, Kali Yuga, Bhakti also. That's why it is made easy actually. The Kali Yuga is very easy to take to Bhakti than the previous Yugas. So that is why all the Devatas are there praying. They take birth in this Kali Yuga so that they can easily. This is like a very easy way to attain Krishna. Krishna Bhakti. So, Srila Prabhupada continues the purport. But the fool, still the foolish atheists do not accept the supreme authority of the Lord. Such foolish people unnecessarily concoct their own duties without referring to the supreme authority of the Lord. So this is like a, Srila Prabhupada refers sometimes, you know, like a, people, you know, political leaders, they just sometimes they comment on Bhagavad Gita. So they say like a, the whole Bhagavad Gita, they say ahimsa. Ahimsa is the parodharma. Or sometimes they say desa bhakti. Because anything they want to move away from Krishna bhakti, they just want to do that. Because this is like a, this is not needed. Because unnecessary. Because if you are a person, educated person, if you are a leader, then you have to direct the people under you accordingly. Because otherwise, that is the purpose of the leader. The leader has to direct all the dependents actually. So here, instead of doing that, sometimes the leaders, they misguide actually. They give different interpretation, different connotation or different understanding. And then instead of becoming, they become Krishna Bhakta, they become Desa Bhaktas. Oh yeah, Desa, you have taken birth, no problem, I don't have anything against the nation. But the problem is that is a temporary situation. Today you are in India, tomorrow you may be in Australia, tomorrow maybe in America. So that bhakti is not a permanent situation. So that is why here our whole purpose here, this Prahlad Maharaj says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nate vitu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. People don't know what is the swartha gati. Swartha gati means the real self-interest. Srila Prabhupada translates the swartha gati as a self-interest. Nate vitu swartha gatim hi Vishnu durasaya e bahiratta manena andayadantai upaniyamana kepisha tantram urudhamni baddha. So it is mentioned, this is like a andha. Somebody is blind, he has accepted a leader who is also blind. What will happen? If you accept a person who is a leader also a blind? Blind and blind? Fall into the ditch only. It's not going to happen. Okay, you are blind, and we are not against blind people, but spiritually blind. They don't have any understanding. They don't have any spiritual understanding. So that is why it is considered not good. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives so much instructions. So much instruction. There is a purpose in life. There is a purpose in life. What is the purpose? The purpose being, we have to understand who we are, where we are coming from, where we are going, the purpose, we have to somehow, the destination, swartha gati, we have to achieve that. That is the whole, the human form of life only you can plan all these things. In the animal kingdom, nothing, same thing, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitunam, that's it, only four things are there, nothing else, no more higher principles, nothing. But in human form of life, we can make inquiries, yes, who am I? Why am I going through all this struggle? Can I put an end to all these things? These questions I can ask. But the animals, they don't ask questions. They can't, they don't have the facility, they don't have the capacity to understand these things. So here, so this is what the purpose of your human form of life. All the acharyas are working. All the acharyas, all the, like Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Muni, and Vyasadev, Sukadev Goswami, they are all working, giving the instructions. So this is what we have to understand. Yeah, instead, we waste our time. Like just a sense gratification, big empires, big building. You just bring the big empire and big company, you make a big company. And the company runs for 50 years. And after that, that's a finish. Again. Making and breaking. That is what happened. In the whole thing, you pass away. That's it. I mean, you are doing all this big empire, everything, big enterprises, and then you also finish. And finally, what you have achieved? Punarjanma. Take birth again. Another birth. There was one big politician, not only politician and a plan maker. He was almost in the deathbed. So he was pleading to the doctor. Doctor, please extend my life for another 4 years. I have a lot of plans. You can take as much of money from me. But the doctor said, I can't even extend your life more than four seconds also I can't extend. Because it is not in his hands. Doctor is only an instrument. He can't completely extend your life. Doctor has his limitations. Final doctor is Krishna. He has to put a tick. Vaidyo Narayano Hari. Narayana, he is the real doctor. If he sanctions, then only things will work actually. So instead of that is why Shastra teaches us, instead of us making this different, elaborate, ambitious plan. But we have to live. Don't think that tomorrow throw away all the plans and then just go, you know, stand in the middle of the street. Krishna will look after me. No, not that. We are not that type of philosophy. Yes, Krishna will look after. If you have so much determination, so much dependence on Krishna, Krishna will look after you, even if you stand on the street. But our thing is, yes, whatever planning need to happen, need to do, you do your planning. But don't make elaborate planning, thinking that you are going to live in the material for eternity. No. Here we are going to live only a short duration of life. We all know the story of Lomasa Maharishi. Lomasa Maharishi story, you know that? You don't know? You don't know Lomasa. You know that? How come you don't know? Both of you don't know? You are pandits here. Lomasa Maharishi, once he was Indra, he was making renovation, to his kingdom. Normally this is where the renovation business comes from, there only it is coming actually. He wanted to make the renovation. You all want to make the house, renovate this bathroom, keep on renovating. Indra also wanted to renovate something, so many things he was making. And the Devaloka, the architect, who is the architect of the Devaloka?
Vishwakarma.
He got very busy, he was very tired also. Keep on working. So what to do? So then he prayed to Lord Vishnu. So Lord, okay, no worry, we'll make some arrangement for you. So that passingly there was one Rishi called Lomasa Rishi. Lomasa Rishi came. The Lomasa Rishi, their disciples were trying to build a big old hut for him, ashram for him. So then Lomasa said, hey, what are you doing? I'm trying to make some ashram, a hut for you. No, my life is very, very short. I do not want. So then, what is his life is short? He's like Lomasa Rishi, very hairy body, so much hair. And when one hair falls from his body, this is explained, then one Indra passes away, when Indra finishes, then one hair passes away from his body. And that means so many Indras pass away, after that only all the hairs fall, then only the Lomasa Rishi will die. That is the benediction for him. So the Lomasa Rishi said, my life is very, very short. I don't have time to make any plans for the house or anything. This umbrella is sufficient. This mat is my sitting place. That is. So Indra is listening to this. Then he just immediately, Vishwakarma, you can go back to your place. I don't want to make any renovation business. Because this is our problem. We think we are going to here permanently. Make elaborate arrangement, elaborate situation. But we are going to live here only 20 years, 30 years. Why you make so much arrangement? You are going in the train from one place to another place. Will you change all the carpet and all the decoration, everything? No, next day morning you have to get out. No, you are not going to stay in the train. That is not your living place. Same way for us also, this material world is just like a place, temporary place only. We are not going to here make a permanent situation here. That's why Prabhupada says here, if you think you are going to make a permanent situation here, we are in hallucination. We can't make a permanent situation. Because this is Krishna says this, Dukkalayam Asaswatam. People may say it's very, very, pessimistic way of life. Right? People may complain, oh, devotees are very, very pessimistic. Huh? You go outside, all the speakers will give optimistic view of life. Right? But devotees, we have to be sometimes pessimistic also. When we comes to this material life, we have to be a little bit pessimistic. Because this place is puna charvita charvanana, chewing the chur. This is happening here, chewing the chur. You heard about that? Chewing the chur? What is chewing the chur? You can tell your explanation. What do you heard? Chewing the chur. Have you seen sometime in a cows, they will eat. There's some sugarcane juice, they make sugarcane juice and then they will put something. So the cow will come, already the fellow has taken so much juice, there is nothing there. The cow will come, oh yeah, I have some juice there, it will come. The cow will eat and the cow will throw, hey, nothing there. So the cow will also throw. And after that another pig will come, oh there is a rust here, rust. Where is the rust? The fellow already has taken the rust and the cow, whatever remaining, that also too. And then this is come. So this is like, the life is like that only. We already, same thing is continuing. The chewing the chew. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a nice verse he is saying, Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova Mito Pibadhyeta Graha Vratanam Atanta Gobir Kshatanta Mishram Puna Puna Charvita Charvanam. This is our problem. The problem in the material world, puna charvita charvana. Again, chewing the chew. Same thing has happened.
Chewing the cud.
Huh?
Chewing the cud.
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 Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for... Yeah, this is like our Aussie this thing, understanding. So, yes, chewing the chura, chewing the cut. Yeah, so this is the way. We are doing the same thing. If you think about that, what have you done which is different than what your father did? Or your grandfather did? I think maybe they were more happy actually. Sitting in the farm and having enjoyed the life. And we are made all the complicated things. You know, like without all the 100 things, you know, all the mobile phones and the iPad, iPod, this part, that part. Everything has to be there. Still more of Still we are morose actually. So many things are there. That means you have to be happy, man. With all these things, you have to be happy. What is the purpose of having all the acquired, all these things, spending all the money, $500 watch, $300 this one, $400, everything, still you are unhappy. When we used to have, like we used to have a transistor, like I didn't know, people may not know what is transistor nowadays. You know what is transistor? No, they don't know. See, when there was a transistor, not transistor in every house also. There will be one public place, there will be one radio or transistor will be there. That's it. Everybody will go there and accumulate and then they will hear, oh, some news they will say, they will talk something. That's it. Still some happiness, whatever little happiness will get out of that. But here you have everything there, whole music system in the house, whole theater, everything in the same house only, still people are morose. Because the problem is, happiness does not come from external things. This is what we have to understand. Happiness comes from within, Atma. With Atma, when we turn our face towards our self-interest, yes, nate vitu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Swartha gati is Vishnu. How to attain Lord, how to attain devotional service to the Lord. That will give happiness. That is what the Atma is hankering for. Atma is not hankering for mundane things. Atma, by nature, by quality, Atma is like a very, very pure. And also always seeking happiness, seeking pleasure, spiritual pleasure. So when the Atma is given only material pleasure, that becomes an incompatible situation. Srila Prabhupada says, it becomes an incompatible situation. Atma is spiritual nature and you are trying to give material sense gratification. No, it won't work actually. Atma wants spiritual happiness. That spiritual happiness can come only in the association of the Lord and association of devotees. That is what we have to understand. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam explains, this is the purpose of life. Otherwise, they spend... Hiranyakasipu asked, hey, Prahlad, what did you learn? Then Prahlad started talking all this Savanam Kirtanam and then he got very annoyed. This is what you learned from all your teachers? Then he said, my dear father, and he didn't say my dear father, my dear Asura Varga, you will not understand all these things. You won't understand. Why? Because this is the purpose of life. And you are, this is like Adhanta Gopin, uncontrolled senses. Uncontrolled senses are pushing you. That's why you won't be able to understand. We have seen that. Sometimes we have seen like people, sometimes they steal. When they steal, then you get punished. So what do you think? Oh, when you are stealing, he is getting punished, so I will not steal. No, I have seen, I have stole, and again I will continue to do. So this is a problem. Once there was a nice story. Ravana went to see Mahiravana. He wanted some help. I am fighting Ram, so I want some help. So he went there. And he said, come here. And she showed, can you see? Gold mountain. He showed a gold mountain. Can you lift? Ravana is not an ordinary person. He could not lift that. Then Mahirana said, you know what is that? You know what is that? This is a earring of Hiranyakasipu. Earring. Hiranyakasipu's earring. This is a personality, Hiranyakasipu, that earring of this person, and now you are fighting with the person, same personality. You are not able to lift this also. And that Hiranyakasipu wore this earring and he was fought with Narasingadev. And you are trying to fight. Because people will not learn any lesson. Ravana didn't learn any lesson about, Hiranyakasipu, my great person in the ancestor, he was killed by Narasingadev, and he thought, Hiranyakasipu, I'll fight. I have a separate plan. I'm going to fight with Ram, and I'm going to. See, this is what the whole plan is. Shastra says the material world is a place where you can't have any. But no, I will make my own plan. Then you suffer. You make your own plan and then you suffer. That is why intelligent person take instructions from the Shastra. Yes, and he will live also. It's not that he is going to high and dry and he is going to keep on not eating or not sleeping. No, he will do. But he will do activities keeping the destination in mind. Gati. Swartha Gati, Vishnu, going back home, back to garden, does not risk this option of coming back to this material world. He keeps that in mind, always keeps that in mind. Yes, this is my Swartha Gati and I have to work towards that. And all other things are secondary. But our problem is that making money is the primary, all other things are secondary. Everything else becomes secondary. Bhakti becomes secondary, devotion becomes secondary, everything becomes secondary. So then it won't work actually. So that is why Srimad Bhagavatam gives all these things. And here Srila Prabhupada concludes this purport in this thing, quoting that verse from Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Nyatvamam Santim Richati. The sages knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all the planets and demigods and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. So Srila Prabhupada is very, very concerned. Always, even he always says the United Nations. United Nations, every time the number of agenda, number of flags are increasing. Where is the United there actually? United means that things should come down. Like previously 12 flags were there. If 24 flags are there, nothing has been united, divided actually. It's not a United Nation, it's a divided nation. Where is the United actually? So, a real united nation is one where, this is what is mentioned, if someone wants peace of mind and tranquility, everybody wants it. No? So, everybody wants Ramarajya, everybody wants peace and qua, everything has. But, you have to apply the formula. What is the formula? The formula is, he must accept the fact that real enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Bhokta. If you understand Krishna is the Bhokta, then there is a possibility that then you can follow accordingly, then you will have enjoyment. If you think Krishna is something, no, Krishna is not a Bhokta, I am the Bhokta, then you are going to suffer. Dukkalayam asaswatam. Krishna, when the material world is created, it has been given a certification. This is a Dukkalayam asaswatam. This place is a Dukkalayam asaswatam. However hard you try, you can't make it Sukalayam. So, but intelligent person, yes, I am here in the material world. Let me try to engage in devotional service and to finish my business and then go back home, back to God. That should be our priority. So that is what all the acharyas are trying, all the sages and everybody. And the sages of the Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto, they were concerned. What is going to happen? Now Kali Yuga is starting and how people will make spiritual advancement? They were worried actually. Their 5-year plan actually. Their plan is very important plan. They are also planning. What is the easiest method so that the people in the Kali Yuga may make God realization. God realization. So then they came to the conclusion, Kaleer Doshanide Rajan, Astihi Eka Mahan Gunaha, Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Raja. So then they concluded, yes, Kali Yuga is very bad, we know that. But there is one good quality in the Kali Yuga. What is that good quality? Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Raja. Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. By just chanting the holy name of Krishna, engaging in devotional service, we can get liberated and get Krishna Bhakti. So that way, they are the real plan makers. They are the sages of the Naimisharanya and all the sages of the Sutta Goswami assembly. They are the real plan makers. They are the real well-wishers. Devotees are the real well-wishers. Suhrut. He says mentioned, Suhrutam Sarva Bhutanam. Devotee of the well-wishing. Because the well-wishing does not mean that only the material well-wishing, the spiritual well-being also. Yes, how to look after this person? Spiritual well-being. That is very important. So this way we can learn from Srimad Bhagavatam how at least our aim should be very clear. Where we are going, what is the purpose of life. And this is like a Nathe Vidu Swartha Gadim Hi Vishnu. Swartha Gadi is Vishnu. We should have in the back of our mind, even though we may have so many difficulties in life, so many responsibilities, but at least theoretically we have to understand Swarthagati is Vishnu and we should work towards that. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji?
I'm wondering, in Krishna's service and preaching, can there be too much planning?
Too much?
Planning?
Yeah, you can use planning in Krishna's service. Yeah, there is nothing wrong in that. Because anything used in the service of Krishna can be used. Because it's not like we have so many activities to be done in the preaching, so many activities, so many things have to happen, programs have to happen. So there is no problem. So only thing is there is not a planning for sense gratification is the problem. Our own sense gratification is the problem. For example, Janmashtami. Janmashtami, they were planning, so many months they were planning. Oh, so that means they are in Maya? No, because they were planning for the pleasure of Krishna. If you do for the pleasure of Krishna some activity, that becomes devotional activity. There is no problem. But if we do keep on, okay, how will I enjoy my senses? I'll go to this restaurant, that place, I'll go this place. Then that becomes a problem. Because it's my sense gratification. If it is Krishna's pleasure, there is no problem. Yes? Too big or too small. Actually, for Krishna, there is nothing too big, actually. Because Lakshmi Sahasra Sadasambrama Sevyaman. Thousands of Lakshmis are serving Krishna. We will never be able to serve Krishna to the topmost level. We may not be able to serve. Why? Because thousands of Lakshmis are not able to serve Krishna fully, then how we are able to serve Krishna? So our planning is like an attempt actually. Whatever our thing is, small attempt, childish attempt to please Krishna. And Krishna is happy because Krishna is called Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Krishna's one name is Bhava Grahi. He sees the Bhava, he sees the mood. Ah, you are trying to please me? So then Krishna gives all the blessings actually. Krishna sees the mood. Sometimes Krishna, even though the offering may not be very, very this thing, but he sees the mood of the devotee, the sincerity of the devotee. The devotee is trying to serve him, so he sees the sincerity, and then he gives the benediction, blessings. So, yes, that is when we have authorities are there, we can consult them. We are not alone in a forest. Like we are here, we have authorities are there, we have a temple management is there. So we can check, okay, this Prabhu, is that too much? Mataji, is it become too much? So we can always ask around. But in Krishna's service, there is nothing like nothing big, because Srila Prabhupada says, we can't sufficiently serve Krishna actually. Very difficult actually. Lakshmis are struggling to serve Krishna. How can we serve Krishna? But we are attempting to serve Krishna in the footsteps of previous acharyas. So that's a very small, humble attempt. We should always think that Krishna does not require my service. I need Krishna's blessings. Krishna is called Atma Ram. Krishna doesn't need my service. Krishna is not going to starve if I don't feed him. But our mood should be, Krishna is like a Yasodamaya. Yasodamaya always feeds Krishna. Thinking that Krishna, oh, he is hungry, he is going to suffer. Krishna will not serve, but our mood should be how to look after Krishna, how to serve Krishna. So then the bhava is important. Bhava is the mood for serving Krishna is very important. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You have a question? Yes, please.
If somebody is not interested in Krishna consciousness, then how do you persuade him to do it?
Ask him to come to take prasadam actually. Because initially, your point is, sometimes people say, I'm not interested in Krishna. What can you do to the person actually? But you know that is not the right thing. So what you have to do is, you have to do it in an indirect way. Krishna, this person is not ready to take Krishna consciousness directly. So let him take prasadam. Prasadam will go and nobody will deny prasadam. No? Okay. Unless otherwise he is totally atheistic, totally demoniac. I've seen people, what can you do? It's very difficult. That is why, as a preacher, our method is, we have to, depending on how we can get the person in. Some people may be interested in music. Some people may be interested in book. Some people may be interested in prasadam. Very few people will be interested in the philosophy. So you have to use different techniques. So person, if you are not interested, okay, just give up this thing, some cookies or something, what they can understand, they can relate to. So by, without their knowledge, they will eat, and then they still Krishna Prasad. Like for example, I have a body pain. What do you do when you have body pain? You take some tablet. But do you have to know what is inside the, all the medication and everything? You have to know that? No, you don't have to know. Just take the medicine. Doctor said, or your mother said, or father said, you take the medicine and it works. The same way, Krishna Prasadam also, the person may not realize all these things, the glories of Mahaprasadam, may not know. But still, by taking Prasadam, his heart will be purified. Slowly, steadily, and then he will, one day he will come, hey, the other day you get cookies, you talk something about something, so then he will come and ask you. But we should be a little bit patient. We can't judge, oh, I am preaching to this person is not responding, what is this, Krishna is not reciprocating with me. No, we should, yes, Krishna will reciprocate, but it's an equation between the person and Krishna. So we can't just, we have to have a little bit of patience and then persevere, then it will work. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।